thoughts when you heard about it?
You know, it's different. You know, a good short time. You know, I had to make a move, but I'm happy to be here. I'm looking forward to helping the team win.
You went from a team that was in the championship game to one that won one game. I mean, is that not a little jarring?
You know, I don't look at what they did last year. I can't control that. It's all about what you can do now.
So what can you do to make a big impact on this team?
What do they ask me to do? You know, you want to be prepared to do anything. You know, I'm capable to play special team. I'm capable to play offense. So whatever they ask me to do, I'm going to go out there and showcase my talent.
How frustrating was it to start the season the way that you did last year? You like 19 catches the first five games, 240 yards, well, you know, touchdowns. And then the injuries seemed to really derail your season.
You know, that's part of the game. You know, you're going to have ups and downs, how you react towards it and how you recover from it. I did a good job recovering from it.
How much did you play with broken fingers?
Yeah, I played a couple.
How do you catch the ball with broken fingers?
I ain't the best way to do it.
So how much did that affect you?
You know, it's just it's a mind thing. You know, you got to concentrate a little bit more and you got to catch a certain way. That was the biggest difference, you know, trying to find a way to catch the ball without hitting your finger again. And
which ones were they?
It was a point finger and a ring finger.
On your left hand or right?
Left.
It's kind of weird that you might be going up against Joe Hayden on Sunday.
You look forward to going against him. I've been going against him for like 2 years, so I know what they can do. I played against Joe Hayden when he was here, so that's like nothing really changed.
Sammy, they're loaded at receiver over there. What's their secret?
You know, just go get the guys that's available.
And do you welcome this as an opportunity for more playing time?
You know, any opportunity, you get a chance to go play somewhere. This is just a good time to start over. You go somewhere new, you know, you got new faces. So it's always an opportunity. You just got to take advantage of it.
How would you describe the overall mentality in Pittsburgh? I mean, they've obviously got a number of Super Bowl trophies, et cetera. What makes them different there?
You know, it's just like any other team. They just work hard and they push that out of each other. That's how you win. You know, you go in there, you got a mindset to work hard, and that's how you win. That's their mindset there.
What did you learn from your experience in Pittsburgh? I mean, you ended up obviously being traded here. What did you think about your time there?
It was a great time. I learned a lot from my coach, Coach Mann. Coach Richard Mann is one of the greatest wide receiver coaches, I think. I learned a lot from him, and I was going to help elevate my game.
You don't have a lot of time to get acquainted with Kaiser here before the Pittsburgh game. Yeah. Do something special, extra, or whatever?
You know, you just got to get in a playbook and learn what to do, and whenever you have an opportunity to go out there and play, you got to go out there and play.
Do you know Ricardo Lewis at all?
Yeah. We played together at Auburn for 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
So, good seeing him,
huh? Yeah, him and Sean Coleman.
Are you aware then, Sammy, that wide receiver is really kind of an area this team really needs improvement on? And you don't think you can make a pretty quick impact with these guys?
You know, the goal is to come in and do whatever they ask me to do. If they need me to go block somebody, I'm going to go do it. You know, it's just whatever you can do to help the team win. That's my job. That's my job to be here.
Is there any extra incentive? I mean, you just got traded for this team and you play them right off the bat. Is there some incentive to prove them wrong that they shouldn't have traded you?
That's how everybody goes. If somebody trades you, always get a chance to play against. You want to showcase their talent against them, show what they're missing.
And you played with injuries and then needed surgery. Did it hurt at all, some of the criticism?
No, you know, it's part of the game. People going to criticism no matter how good you do, how bad you do. There's always somebody got something to say, so it's just about how you handle it.
You played with Big Ben, who's got a big arm. You know, Deshaun's got a big arm. How can you be an asset? I know you can stretch a field. I mean, is that the kind of quarterback that brings out the best in you?
You know, just like I said, you know, you got great. It's a great team, great organization. You got a great quarterback, new to the game. He's got a great arm. So any opportunity I get to go down the field with him, I'm going to do it.
The Steelers have been beating up on the Browns long before you came into the league. But what's the mentality over there when they face the Browns? I mean, here it's still the Browns' biggest rival, their fans.
It's just like for here, you know, we play the Pittsburgh Steelers. You want to go out there and beat us, your rivalry. Just like there, you don't want to get beat by Cleveland. You don't want to get beat by Pittsburgh when you're here. So it's just a rivalry game.
Are they still consider it a rivalry?
Yeah,
there?
Definitely.
What do you need, like, for you? Like, again, you had that great start to last season. What do you need to really kind of reach your potential? Because a lot of people saw you kind of college, big guy, can run, can make some, stretch the field. What do you have to do to get to that thing where you're?
Just being consistent, you know, just being consistent, just being a guy that can count on all the time. Don't be an up and down guy, you know, that came with injuries. And, you know, that's kind of me in the beginning of the season. They knew I was doing great, then I had injury, I had to miss time. So that's part of being up and down. You know, you just got to stay on the field.
Do you feel like you're mentally stronger now than you were last year? Because that was
1,000 times.
Why? What?
It just, you know, after a while, you go through a certain amount of stuff in your life. You know, you go through a little ups and downs. It makes you stronger. You know, I learned from my injuries. It helped me build and helped me become a better player.
You mentioned that you've been playing against Hayden for, 3 years now. Is there a particular play, catch, game that sticks out with you and him?
Nah, he's a great player. He always has been. You just got to go out there and showcase your best talent against a great player.
What was your first conversation with Hugh Jackson?
He told me to come back and show me what I got. You want to see it, and that's the only time I get the ball. I got to show him.
Are you going to have anything planned for Mike Tomlin if the Browns win on Sunday? Might
want
to say to him?
Yeah. We win, and he probably going to walk off the field. He ain't going to see me.
Well, if you could say something, what would you say?
I'd just say thank you for the opportunity. You know, it was a great opportunity. They gave me a chance, and I was just thankful for it.
You'd be ready to go Sunday, right?
Yeah.
And how would you characterize your training camp preseason? Did you do well in the
beginning? It was like a slow start to me because I just came off an injury, and it was just getting back to my tempo. And that's one thing. You know, you go get an injury, you miss half a camp. Just like that speed back, and that's what I've been doing.